I just finished reading an interesting little novel, and the title of the novel is Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine. Now, the premise of the book is that the character Eleanor is not fine. She had a very, very traumatic childhood, and the book describes the coping mechanisms that she has developed so that she can not only survive, but so that she can live around other people. At one place late in the book, she says, she experienced a fire as a child, and she says, "After the fire, I've never managed to find anyone who could fit the spaces that have been created inside me." While this story is about a person who isn't completely fine, most of us with normal backgrounds and normal lives face a very similar dilemma. We find ourselves being shaped by so many forces that new experiences, new people, and new opportunities have to fit into an already existing jumble of priorities inside us. We have no room for growth or change. We have no room to be called to something new because we are trying to make those new things fit around the things that are already in us. I think all of us would admit that we live in a society that is very fragmented. But I think we need to realize that we also live in hearts and souls that are fragmented by conflicting and competing priorities. We live at a distance from God, not because we have necessarily made evil choices, but because we have no unifying principle, no one force that guides us and shapes us. The gospel reading today tells us that there are many forces at work among us and around us, within us. It says that we cannot control everything, that there will be weeds among the crop, the wheat crop. But it does tell us to let God sort it all out at the end. We are to trust God at our core and allow everything else to fit around that one priority. So if we do struggle because of the complexity of forces working on us, then simplifying to that one priority would allow us to let go of a lot of anxiety about those other forces. As a human being, simplifying would allow me to live at one with God and in unity of self. If I could focus on that core first, there would be no more warring forces, no more weeds among the wheat. I keep telling myself, like Eleanor, that I'm completely fine. But I do have to juggle my self-image too often with the input I get from other people, with my work, with my recreation, and with all of those forces that I allow to work on me and form me. But if I could simply focus on God and what God has already done for me, I could honestly say all the time, Carol Mead is completely fine. I could mean it. I've recently also been reading some of the spiritual pieces that Leo Tolstoy has written. You may be very familiar with his fiction, but he is a great spiritual writer also. And in one of his books, he writes about a character who learns about unity of self and unity with God. And the character is instructed in the story to learn three truths. To learn what dwells in man, to learn what is not given to man, and to learn what men live by. The essence of learning these three truths would give us an understanding of what is at our core. If we learn these truths, we can learn what drives us. We can learn whether there is one unifying force, one principle that guides us in everything. If we do not have that one force that shapes us, like the novel's character, Eleanor, we end up within us. Within us, we end up with multiple forces, many things which have an influence on how we spend our time. We allow too many influences to shape our days and our lives and our hearts. Like Eleanor, we find ourselves trying to figure out where a new person or activity or interest can fit in with all those mixed priorities already at work within us. I would suggest that we can find unity with God and with self through the answers to Tolstoy's questions. These three truths, if you consider them deeply, they will also tell us why the weeds of discontent and worry so often appear in the wheat crop. Tolstoy asked, "What dwells in man?" What dwells in every person is the need to be unconditionally loved. What is not given to man? A confidence that we are loved. And what do human beings live by? As it turns out, we live by whatever brings the hope, the glimmer of knowledge that we matter. If we could simply learn to focus only on what is ours to do, loving God and loving neighbors, those weeds of disquiet and approval seeking and measuring up would not appear in the little patch of the kingdom of God that God has given us to tend. If I focus only on God, I can forget my worries about the fate of others, about the opinion of others, and I can say simply and honestly, I'm completely fine. I can make my little part of the kingdom as productive and loving as possible if I distill my priorities down to the love of God, prompting me to love other people. I can choose, even at this late date in life, I can choose to have one unifying force. Unlike the woman in the novel, I can choose first what is at my core, trust in God, and require everything else to fit around it. I can stop juggling multiple priorities and require everything else in my heart and soul to revolve around God. I don't have to fragment myself, making whatever is new fit into the jumble of what's already there. Looking back at Tolstoy's truths, I can live a simpler life. What dwells in me? God dwells in me. What am I not given? The ability to save myself, no matter what I do or accomplish or acquire. What do I live by? I live by knowing that I am loved by God and that I am free to love others. I no longer have to find anyone or anything to address the gaps and fragments created inside me. I am one inside because God dwells in me and forms me. When my soul is at one with God, like everyone else, I can say something rare and beautiful. I am complete and fine. Amen.